Mayor and government compete to attack London Transport, fight for no cuts. Judd Wood, RMT Union National Executive Committee, London Transport Representative, personal capacity, at the time of writing, Transport for London, TfL, workers, and London passengers and car users, are caught in a war of words between London's Labour mayor and the Tory central government. The reality facing us seems to be that, while the two protagonists will dispute responsibility, they could both settle on a strategy that makes attacks on TfL workers' jobs and conditions, and broader attacks on London's working class to boot. The funding gap that TfL is facing due to a collapse in fare revenues is huge. Tube use is still only 34% of pre-COVID levels, and bus use is about 50%. The model of funding TfL through fare revenues alone, withdrawing government subsidy, was always going to fail. But with the COVID impact, TfL faces immediate technical bankruptcy. The London mayor, Sadiq Khan, has called for the government to provide £4.9 billion in subsidy to take TfL up to April 2022, the end of the next financial year. The government has demanded TfL extend the congestion charge for drivers and remove free travel from children and pensioners. Tories on the London Assembly have also called for attacks on TfL workers' pensions and travel rights. Transport Union RMT will resist any attacks on TfL workers and opposes any increase in fares or additional taxes or charges on the people of London. The way to fill the TfL funding gap is to restore government support. If TfL received anything like the government subsidy that helps run the New York subway or Paris metro, the funding crisis would be resolved already. Khan has backed this call for additional funding, with the threat that, if the government does not provide it, he will issue a Section 114 notice, effectively declaring TfL bankrupt, and set about shutting down services. To carry this out would be an appalling position. The Greater London Authority has borrowing powers and reserves that it could harness to avoid cuts. While this would bring it into conflict with the Department for Transport, it would enable it to mobilise a public campaign to force the government to support TfL. In response to Khan's threat, the government has threatened to take control of TfL away from the London mayor and run it directly in order to impose its own cuts. RMT is discussing a response to the current crisis involving both industrial action and a political campaign across London. We already have a position of accepting no cuts, and working with other unions and TfL service users, to fight for full government funding. The shareholders of the privatised train operating companies have already been bailed out by the government. They've been funded to give them a profitable return on the level of usage they would have expected, were it not for COVID. Dividends continue to be paid out by these firms. We cannot accept another bailout for the rich while essential workers, who have kept services running throughout the COVID pandemic, pay with their jobs and conditions, and the wider working class is asked to top up the boss's profits with yet more cuts and charges.